In almost 43 years of ministry, I have seen those laws at work in people's lives, both the laws that govern the kingdom of heaven as well as those that govern the kingdom of darkness. I saw it, for example, in leading process groups for 5 years at Trinity Medical Center there in Minot, North Dakota. I saw it in the 10 years that I worked in residential treatment, working with patients who were chemically dependent, sex offenders, and people with severe emotional disturbances. And the 20 years that I spent in private practice working with individuals and couples who, for various reasons, made choices they made, thinking that they were good choices at the time and would have brought them all kinds of happiness and contentment, but didn't end well and created all kinds of problems for them in their lives. So the question is, why don't we just naturally follow those laws that describe the kingdom of heaven instead of the bonehead laws that describe the kingdom of darkness? Well, you see, we still deal with that power of sin that Paul talks about. As I said at the beginning of the service, we can sometimes tend to view those Ten Commandments as things that we better do or else. And of course, how do you respond when somebody tells you, you do this or else? Yeah, well, we don't have to go into that, do we? But that's the power of sin at work, even when we know that it leads to devastating consequences. So, did you know that the word that we, that the commandments rather, are really 10 words in Hebrew? The first word here that we read this morning is not a commandment at all, but it's a statement about who God is and what He has done. God says, I am Yahweh, who rescued you out of slavery in Egypt. So what's interesting about that is that the first word is not something that we are supposed to do. It's something that describes God as a rescuer, a redeemer, a compassionate God who saves us. Our God is a God who rescues broken and desperate people from those things that hold them in bondage. The remaining words of what we call the commandments are simply conclusions that we draw with regard to that fact concerning who God is and what He has done. In other words, if we have been rescued from the power of sin, from the powers of darkness, from death itself, then we are free to focus exclusively on God, to use His name appropriately. We are free to not murder. We are free to not commit sexual sins. We are free to not take our neighbor's stuff or covet what he has and hate him for it. In other words, we are free to live according to those laws that describe how the kingdom of heaven is governed and to reject those laws that govern the kingdom of darkness. In this life, we still struggle, though, don't we? I don't know about you, but my life resembles more the way I play golf. I might play 9 holes, but I walk 18. As I zigzag back and forth across the course. Well, when I think about that and how it relates to myself spiritually, I just really give thanks to God that He has rescued the likes of you and I from the things that we can get ourselves into. Holy Scripture tells us that in holy baptism, we were snatched out of or rescued from the kingdom of darkness and placed in the kingdom of God, that kingdom of light and truth and love. And so how did He do that? Well, though it cost Him His life, He sent the rescuer, His only Son. And His life, death and resurrection and the ascension is a story about that rescue operation and what it accomplished. What it accomplished was nothing less than the defeat of Satan and death.